Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Touch the pickle. Jim Gaither's with us. FunnyBoneOmaha.com. Tonight through Saturday, one show tonight, two Friday, two Saturday. Welcome back, Tim. How long has it been? A year or so?
About a year, yes,
about
sir.
About a year. How you been? Everything good?
I'm good, yeah.
How's life?
It's great, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He got married since you last saw him.
Oh,
he's
first
a married
time?
Man.
Yeah, last September, first time.
Good for you.
Yeah, I waited a long time.
I know,
yeah.
So did I. How old were you when you got married?
I was 41.
Okay,
I'm
42
now, so yeah.
I was 41 when I got married.
Yeah?
Yep, that's plenty.
You and wait. You have kids too, right?
I have two, yeah.
How old were you when you had your kid?
41. Actually, my kid was born 5 months after I was married. It was a miracle baby.
Okay.
And then I won 2 years after that.
I think that's a. I think it's good to
how
wait.
Old you, how old's your wife?
She's 35 now.
You want kids?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
My kid was born. I got you all beat 2 years before I got married.
Oh, yeah?
Miraculous.
2 years awesome. Before you got out of college, you got out of high school, right? Okay. Now, your first kid was born. I'm not going to get there. I don't want to get to that. That's a whole other situation. No, yeah, good. Yeah, you were about to say you wanted to wait. I waited, too. You're also on the road for 20 years, too.
Yeah, right? I've been on the road a long time, and I wanted to get to where when I was going out, it wasn't constantly and,
right.
You know, all
yeah.
that stuff.
Well, you worked on your career.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. You worked on your career.
Not like you didn't have your chances.
I had a couple of chances.
Yeah, not like you didn't have a line around the block.
How'd you meet her?
A buddy of mine that I went to high school with married her sister, and they had me out to a Easter thing they had a few years ago, and she was there. And you
zeroed in?
That's right.
Does she like your career?
Yeah, she's really cool about it and supportive and helps me out a lot.
Okay,
know?
Cool.
Yeah.
Does she miss you when you're on the road? Are you out 50 weeks or you're out 30
no,
weeks?
No, about around 28,
oh,
30,
not bad.
30 weeks. No,
that's not
and they're
bad.
Not real weeks, you know. It's like Thursday through Saturday
right.
or Sunday.
Well, you're
so.
Tim Gaither, that's why. You got Tim Gaither money, man. You live in L.A.?
Yeah, well, okay. we bought a house in Lomita, which
wow.
is...
Is that close?
It's about 30 miles south. It's Lomita and then Torrance and then Redondo and Hermosa and Manhattan Beach. It gets progressively richer.
Oh, it does?
Yes.
Okay.
And we
all
live
right.
down on this end.
The non-rich end. All right, well, welcome back.
Yeah.
Tim's been coming here for years. Congratulations on the marriage.
Thanks, buddy.
You knocked her up yet?
I'm working on it.
Good.
All I'm right. doing what I can.
Well, you're not working on it.
Yeah, not right now.
He'll go home and practice.
Sure. he's thinking about it.
Yeah, I got a few days before I go to Denver, so maybe we'll make a baby.
All right, cool. Craig joined the program. Who else had in the Deadpool?
In the Deadpool, the other players or some of the other players that had June Foray.
You know June Foray is. You probably don't know the name. She's the voice of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Okay.
What other voices? There's a ton of them we talked about earlier.
Granny from Looney Tunes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was 100.
Yeah.
About
99. Just a couple months short of hitting 100, but she was very famous voice actress for a long time.
Right.
Yeah. Some of the other players that
by the way,
had...
She was in that one creepy episode of Twilight Zone. We got an email on that, which is hilarious. The guy didn't realize what he was saying. Remember that one creepy episode from Twilight Zone? You mean...
yeah, that one.
Yeah, that
All
one.
All of them. Talking Tina, who's she? Was it a doll? That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah. I do kind of recall that
one.
Yeah,
that one creepy one. Remember, I got that ready to go, Craig. Yeah.
It was, in fact, kind of creepy.
Yeah.
As opposed to your uplifting Twilight Zone episodes.
They were all creepy. That's what the original ones were just the best.
Yeah.
Some of the other players that had June 4A include, but are not limited to, Jodie Foster's Knuckles.
Hi, my partner and I want to have a baby. We'd like a vial of sperm and an applicator that looks like Jodie Foster's Knuckles.
Certainly. Let me just go to the freezer.
That's exactly why the gay community loves us, that clip right there.
Yeah, it is.
Yep. That's why they say, thanks for supporting.
Michelle called in earlier.
Meemaw's Moldy Merkin gets a hit.
Oh,
oh. Lord. That's the best.
Mike Pence's Lemon Party gets a hit.
He doesn't like that name, I'm sure.
As does My Cat is a Bitch.
That guy smokes too much dope.
Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, no. That's,
maybe your cat's a
that's
bitch.
The story.
Yeah, that's the dad.
Tim doesn't know that story. It's a local story, but it became a national story. Some dude ate some brownies out of his kid's car, his grown kid's car, and they were pot-laced, and he got totally stoned, and he's calling his cat a bitch. And the cops came, and they found out. It's literally 6 blocks from where we're sitting. We offered that guy some airtime. He never got a hold of us. I'm guessing he's not a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they listed what he was doing around the house. Because he didn't know he was high, and he called his cat a bitch, and that made the news.
Oh, most cats, is, and there are a bunch of bitches. Cats in general.
Did he know that he was eating pot
brownies? No,
no. So he just mowed down.
And he had like four of them, he was super high.
He saw a pan of brownies in one of his kids' cars. Who knew what they were.
That's hilarious.
And it's the best.
Eating pot can sneak up on you. And if you're not used to that, holy Lord. We were coming back from Ireland, and... I ate an entire candy bar before we took off. This pot candy bar.
And you didn't know how many things were in them?
Oh, I knew.
So you got on a plane in Dublin to New York?
No, it was back to...
Did they sell animals?
I don't remember what the route was, but okay. it was a in long Ireland? Trip.
Either way, it's all the way across, the
no,
ocean.
No, I brought it from California.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. So I ate it on the trip back, and it was the best. It was like one of the best... times of my entire life. Like, I was laughing and crying and, like, I mean, it was...
Were you afraid? I know you're probably obviously used to it, but were you afraid of being on a tube and getting too paranoid? Paranoid didn't kick in, huh?
No, it was just... It was literally...
You were laughing and crying.
Oh, it was literally one of the best days
of
my life. She was my girl at the time, but she's my wife now.
Was she high also?
She ate, like, a half of one. And the funny part is, I was, like... I mean, it. Like I said, I was just... I was in
the flight.
Narnia. I mean, I was crying. I was crying. I was having like emotional. Like I was just like everything's just great, you know. And I was having the best time. And
you stay awake.
I look over at her and she grabs my arm and she goes, "We're like taking off."
Oh,
and she goes, "You have to stop," like because I'm having a great time.
So you're having Narnia before the flight's taking off?
Yeah. And,
I thought you were halfway through this flight.
And I didn't realize that she was not having the good time I was. She was having that paranoid freak out, like, I don't like this at all, and you have to, I mean, I was being like, wow. I'm sure it looked like her, like, in her face, like I was like, ha, ha, ha.
Right.
You were Santa from the Christmas Story.
Did she stay paranoid the whole time?
She didn't enjoy it near like I did.
And the whole trip was nice for you?
The whole trip.
Stay happy the whole trip?
I was so, it was great.
Man.
I'm guessing you fell asleep eventually.
I don't think I did.
Really?
Must have been a day flight.
Okay. I think it was. For some reason, I really enjoy those super long flights. There's something.
If you're that high.
Well, sure. even when I'm not, I just, something about them, I like those long flights.
Really?
But that was, it
you're
was
weird.
Awesome.
Nobody likes super long flights.
Well, were you in first class?
We had nice, I think we were something like that.
So you could stretch out a little bit. Good. Yeah. All right.
But Colleen went to Ireland. We were there actually at the same exact
time. Really?
We were trying to find each other. We were.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a big continent.
How'd you sneak a candy bar full of weed the whole way through customs if you went to Ireland?
Because it looks like a candy bar.
It looks just like a candy bar.
Oh.
Yeah.
And we had it
is
in.
Is it called Hershey's or what?
No, it's.
Butterfinger.
They have different.
It's a Butterfinger.
Butterfinger wrapper.
That's a long story, too. Go ahead.
No, there's different names, but we had like a bag of regular candy.
Right.
And we just had it in there with it.
Oh,
you know?
Perfect.
So, yeah. And these days, I don't think they're really too concerned.
Well, they should not.
No, I don't think they are.
It's the worst or least of our problems.
They're looking for stuff that explodes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Narnia. Everything is great.
Yeah, we hadn't even taken off yet.
That's my favorite part. I was like halfway through the flight you're having it.
Oh, no, it was awesome.
Nick's dad's Muddy Cone gets a hit with June Foray.
Oh, jeez.
As does One Fisted Burrito and Pink Sock Donkey Punch.
Yeah.
The two go hand in hand.
Yeah, they do.
Generally.
Is that all of them? We got more to come?
No, we still have more.
All right. 50 people or so had her in the Deadpool?
Yep. 50 players had June Foray.
All right. Rocky's dead.
In the Deadpool.
They really pay attention to who's on
they
the
do.
Cusp.
Well, especially, you know, the 99-year-old people.
Who's got time to
I don't know.
That, seek out.
I never even knew her name. I just knew the voice, obviously.
Oh, I knew the name.
I knew Mel Blanc, obviously, but I didn't know her name.
I knew the name from the Deadpool.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Oh, not from the Twilight Zone?
No.
Bill Ingvall.
What's up with Bill?
He's 60 today.
Oh, happy birthday to Bill.
Yeah. It's also Jerry Van Dyke's birthday.
And he's not 60. He's going to be 85 maybe, right? Or maybe his brother's 90. Dick's 90.
You know, you're amazing with that.
Yeah.
Jerry is 86.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have never I just have no clue on these things.
Well, I knew he was young. I knew he was Dick's younger brother, and this show loves Jerry Van Dyke.
We do.
I mean, we loved him before Coach, by the way. I've always loved Jerry Van Dyke.
Yes.
He is good.
He's
like
excellent,
him.
Man.
Yeah.
Now, Coach was a defining role for that guy. But before that, he was always great, too.
He was.
Yeah.
He was.
Mary Tyler Moore was great.
Yeah.
I was sad when she died.
Yeah,
that is sad. I had a thing for her, man.
Yeah, we all did.
She was hot up until she was freaking 80.
Exactly. Yeah, Dick's 90.
Yeah. Yeah. Story making the rounds is this couple that they have just one more stop in their quest to visit every Cracker Barrel store in the United States.
Wow. Man.
Lay off me, I'm starving.
That's my bucket list.
Are they a thin and shaped couple?
I don't know. They're 80. They've been married for 60 years.
Yeah.
Do they know that they're all the same?
Yeah, I don't get that. They're all the same.
No, right? they all have different local crafts.
Yeah, they each have dementia. They have no idea.
That's
been
not
the
true.
Same
they went to the same place 80
true.
Times.
That part was fake.
Let's tell Grandma this is Kentucky.
Right.
Yes.
And you're in Wichita.
Yeah, let's help her dream out. Let's help her dream out. How many Cracker Barrels?
Ray and Wilma.
How many are in the United States?
Oh,
proper?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, you gotta have a list.
You think that'd be a
no? I don't have to have a list here.
Not a list of many. But if they're gonna do all of them, there's gotta be a list. And by the way, when they're done, some of them probably closed and reopened someplace else.
Yeah,
yeah.
So they've got one more. They say in Portland.
That's
it. Of course, Ray says he's never had a bad experience
in Portland, or just Cracker Barrel.
At a Cracker Barrel,
not one.
Not one.
Now, this number is from a couple years ago, but the chain operates 639 stores in 43 states.
Wow. I wonder if they order different things every time. Or...
Well, they don't have 600. They had to rotate at least, you think.
Yeah, they don't have
600. Or you think it's the same thing? I always get the same thing.
Yeah, because old people
coffee.
Are always getting different stuff off the menu.
Yeah, because old people are very adventurous with their food.
Yeah, no kidding.
What's black this? Coffee, yeah. One egg.
They're traveling to the same
cottage
restaurant
cheese.
To eat the same thing. I'm sorry.
Dry toast.
No, this is not even a cute story. This is
no.
This is very lame.
It's kind
it
of
is.
Sad.
I mean, you're wasting your life. Now, if they saw
they've got nothing else to do.
Well, they saw other stuff on the way. I get it, maybe. But even then, try another restaurant. Well, they have two other meals.
No, they don't. They've never had a bad experience.
Think of the thousands of good restaurants they passed.
They're cookie cutters. They're fine places. I've been to one.
No, they've got local crafts.
Well, no, I know.
I don't think so. I think they're all just crafts.
Oh, I thought they used to.
There's a Cracker Barrel in my
they've
home.
They've got crafts. Yeah. I'm not aware of them being local.
I think they're just generic. I do. I really do think they're generic. Now, they might have different things with your state on them.
And they might sell local honey
and jams.
They
might. But still, that's still not the reason to visit 600 of them. 600 of them. When did they start? 48? Before they invented them?
In 1960. In the 60s.
Wow.
Yeah. I want to go visit the seven states that don't have a Cracker Barrel.
How long has this adventure taken them?
Well, they've been married 60 years. They started in the 60s while traveling across the country in an RV is when they went to their first one.
So they didn't start doing this when they were old and had nothing else to do. They were young and lame.
Well, once again, you know, yeah, you're right. They were young and lame.
Yeah. They've been doing this for about 45, 50 years.
This is sad.
Dorks.
They became old and eccentric and cute, but they started out lame and young.
Yes.
And there's no mention like, that they even get a free meal.
They should. They're yeah. plugging it. They should eat free in all these places.
Right.
They started out the Flanders, and now they're just the old Flanders.
Yeah. It's just stupid. All right. Well, sometimes your hobbies are stupid, and that's one of them.
Yeah.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders backing up President Trump after his ban on transgender service in the armed forces.
Once again, she's a bad woman, Todd. I know you think they are paid employees, but guess what? She's standing out there saying this crap. And you know her dad hates the gays.
Who are we talking about?
Oh, yeah. She learned that at home.
Yeah, right.
Not Sarah Huckabee Sanders. No.
Okay, yeah. Spokesperson
for the White House now. Spokeswoman for the White House.
Lazy-eyed chick. Huckabee's daughter.
I think Melissa McCarthy could pull her off.
Well, it was A.D. Bryant played her first.
Oh, A.D. did?
Yeah, yeah. But they didn't have her all lazied out. They should have done that.
She said the decision was based on what is best for the military and is not meant to be anything more than that.
Now, the military's fine right now with transgenders, and they're stepping up all over social media, transgenders that either were in the military or are in the military, saying, tell me I'm not fit for the service. This is horrible people, man.
Some other horrible people are ran the numbers, and they say that as a group, transgenders get into the military 2 and 3 times more often than other groups.
Oh, so they actually join more.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called a volunteer service.
Now, Caitlyn Jenner...
I was talking about her off the air with Colleen about a week or so ago. She was on The View. My wife watches it, so that's my excuse. When I get home, it's on. And she was still saying, you got to give him a chance. You got to give Trump a chance, Caitlyn Jenner. Yeah, well, what do you do to you right now?
Caitlyn wrote a long essay on her website. Says studies estimate there's as many as 15,000 active duty transgender service member.
You said duty.
I did. Trump's decision dishonors them.
Yes, he did.
And more than 130,000 transgender veterans.
More importantly, I'll back conservatives here, not all of them, but the conservative says, we didn't ask for this. We don't want this. We don't need this.
Yeah, we just wanted our tax cut.
Right. That's it. We want to get rid of health care for poor people, but leave the transgenders alone.
You know which side John McCain is on?
Don't know.
John McCain voicing his disappointment in President Trump's transgender military service ban.
Then start voting against his policies.
Thank
he says there's no reason to force service members who are able to train, fight, and deploy to exit the military regardless of their gender identity.
All right, then vote against his policies and stop just pretending to be a maverick.
Now, McCain is also the chair of the Senate Armed Services Committee. He also criticized the president for announcing the ban in a series of tweets. He says that major policy announcements should not be made on the Twitter. What you were saying a second ago, conservatives who lobbied the White House said they were only pushing to prevent the Pentagon from paying for medical costs associated with gender confirmation with the specific surgery. They were saying, the conservatives were saying, look, just don't pay for the surgery.
And even that, when they were... people weren't allowed to get the surgery if they were on duty and they had to go somewhere.
Like you said duty.
You couldn't use it as an excuse to not go to duty.
Right.
I said that again. Duty. I'm going to say duty a bunch of times.
Twice.
You said duty.
I'm going to say it again. Duty.
You said duty.
If you were like somewhere and they'd be sent to a war zone, you couldn't use this as an excuse to the operations. This is totally on your own time voluntarily. Right. And by the way, there's like one point. How much? I saw the one tweet going out yesterday. How much they spend on Viagra for the servicemen? Compared to what they would spend on this.
Okay. That particular number is it does not include surgeries. No. The number with that they are saying is so minute. They spend a hell of a lot more money on Cialis and Viagra than they do on maintaining the health of transgenders.
It's just a bigot. It's a bigot comment to the red meat base, and he threw it out there. Say so they ain't looking at Russian. That's all they're saying about
the total amount of money that they are looking at for transgenders, and this includes the surgeries, is 0.1% of the military budget, 0.1% of the military budget.
Right.
Now,
That's nothing.
That's still a lot of money.
Yeah, but we still got millions.
But it's a tenth of a percent.
How about all medical care for everybody, though?
Yeah.
See, straight people, gay people, same thing.
But this,
millions of dollars.
But that includes the surgery. I think that's what a lot of people are saying. Look, they're fine. Just don't give them the surgery.
Right. So Chelsea Manning spoiled it for everybody.
Tell them they're fine.
Because they gave Chelsea Manning the operation.
Wow, she was in jail, too.
Yeah, in jail. Yeah.
Why were they giving them Viagra? What'd you say?
So they can get to tumescence.
I mean, but is that a big problem between from young soldiers?
No, for old soldiers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not a big problem when you're newly married.
Okay. No,
apparently. unless you're eating.
Right.
So you're talking about, okay.
A lot of the five-star generals need Viagra to get it up.
Yeah, probably Trump does.
Now, Republicans on Capitol Hill are having difficulty responding because the Pentagon is still trying to explain the actual policy and how it would be implemented.
He never called the Pentagon.
Yeah.
He just tweeted this out. But my favorite part is you're playing a bunch of clips from last summer. He was doing a bunch of speeches hammering Hillary and her stance on gays because she likes some countries. She took money from countries that doesn't like gays. He said, I'm the best friend the gay community will ever have. That's what Trump said on the stoop last summer.
Well, if they would only realize that is true now.
That he hates them?
No. He's the best friend that they will ever
His robot ever daughter have. Said that I'm proud of I'm proud of his history with the LGBT. Just fake crap.
Well, I think you're right, though. I mean, it's just a big distraction thing. I mean,
that's all it is.
For him to just go on Twitter and say something.
Well,
that,
it's funny because I was driving in this
he's
morning.
He's the master.
And Morning
Joe's distraction.
Morning Joe starts at 5 Central. I'm in the car still a little bit. And they literally did that story real quick and said, that's just for the base. Shut up. And they went right back to Sessions, Russia. And they said, "That we're not going to fall for that anymore.
Yeah.
We'll fall for it.
But we fell for it.
Well, yeah.
And very quickly, this sentence pretty much says it all. A man accused of drunkenly strolling down a road in Maine wearing a black hooded sweatshirt and a clown mask and brandishing a machete taped to his amputated arm has been arrested.
Thank God.
Is there a photo of that guy?
Yeah, I think so.
I think I've seen it.
What did he do to get arrested?
Yeah, you're right. It had to be just a machete,
just
right?
Just walking.
Criminal threatening.
That's freaky.
Yeah, you can't walk around with an amputated arm in Maine.
Well, if you're walking down the
street. Well, not with a machete attached to it.
Yeah.
And a clown mask.
Are you sure it wasn't T.J. Miller?
I'm not sure.
He
appeared to be shorter than T.J.
Got it.
If you're walking down and you see this guy, aren't you eventually turning and running? Because you don't know what he's doing.
How did he have it attached to his arm?
Like duct tape?
Just duct tape?
I have no idea.
Is there a photo of him post out there somewhere?
I don't know.
I think I saw something. There is. We'll have to tweet that out.
Tim Corey Berry. Corey Berry. Berry. Like library.
Yeah. What a guy.
I like that. Like library. Tim Gaither, FunnyButOmaha.com with us. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.